words echo through the ages as a declaration that cannot be ignored.
The tomb, once a place of death, has become a doorway to life.
And now the disciples understood the fullness of his words. I am the resurrection and the life.
Because of the resurrection, Christians around the world raise their voices in praise as they join together to sing.
We add our voices to theirs and praise the Lord together. Alleluia.
Amen.
He'll condescend. His love shall never end.
Alleluia.
Jesus for his birth. There was nothing holy or sacred about it that night. He deserved a palace, or at least the best place Bethlehem could offer. But our Lord comes only where he's invited. And if there's only room in a lowly stable, Jesus is happy to come in and stay.
Seek out men of wealth and influence, but everyone who heard him recognized his power and authority. He said, love those who hate you and do good to those who hurt you. He said, real places of worship weren't in the temples overlaid with gold and ivory, but were within. He didn't care about a list of rules made by men. He always looked at what was in a person's heart. The religious leaders tried to entrap him in his own words. They tried to threaten him with arrest and imprisonment. They tried to ignore him, as if he might just simply go away. But you can't outwit, or fight, or dismiss someone who is pure love.
Comes in the name of the Lord, filled the air as the crowd waved palm branches and threw their coats in front of Jesus as he rode the donkey into Jerusalem.
Even after following him for 3 years, the disciples were overwhelmed as the crowd responded to Jesus. They had heard people call out to Jesus for rescue before, but this seems so different.
We can look back now in the full knowledge of what was to happen before the week was over.
Jesus even told his followers what would happen to him. But this reception, this triumphant entry, seemed to contradict what Jesus had said to them.
And in that moment, the disciples believed that the crowds finally saw Jesus as king. But everything changed just a few days later.
Yahweh, Jesus is coming.
Coming,
born in Bethlehem.
Jesus tells us that he has come to seek and to save the lost.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Our salvation took a great sacrifice.
A marvelous grace.
Stripes of blood on a bruised and broken body.
Amazing love and mercy on a wooden cross that stood between two thieves on a hill called Calvary.
Stripes of blood.
running out of time. Sin separated, the breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way.